RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We're worldwide. Welcome aboard live from Lambeau on a Thursday morning in NFL game day. This is the good stuff right here. We're hanging out in Green Bay right now. We're within walking distance of Lambeau Field, which is number one in maybe American sports stadiums. I don't know what the world has to offer, but I know that this place is really special. And tonight it's going to be a monster clash. 2-1-0 teams, two teams with playoff ambitions. Jaden Daniels in year two against the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, who's off to a phenomenal start as well. Welcome aboard, everybody. We'll get you ready for the next 2 hours. I cannot believe the amount of tailgating that is happening in my line of sight already. I'm just at the hotel here in Green Bay. There is a full Bloody Mary bar in the lobby, and people are getting rolling. Yeah, all that, and we are still 10 hours from kickoff. Don't you go anywhere. We've got you covered all day long. I'll be with you until noon. At noon, Awad takes over. He's live. Just down the street from me, the bar at Holmgren Way, and that's going to be the gathering point for Commanders fans tonight. And if last night is any indication, there's a lot of them here in Green Bay. Getting loud, getting rowdy. It's a confluence of a lot of things. It's nice weather. It's the Thursday night game. It's a good team. Haven't had a good team in a while. Fans make trips and fans go to games. I certainly saw them on the road when the team was bad. But it's a little extra, a little extra something when your team might win and when there's playoff ambitions behind it. Throw on all that, an absolute bucket list trip. Green Bay, Wisconsin, small town here, right on the Fox River as we stare at Lambeau Field this morning, site of tonight's game. And you'll hear AWOD break it down, get you ready. Grant and Danny will bridge the gap to the official Washington Commanders pregame show. You'll hear that tonight on 96.1 FM starting at 5:15. 3 hours of pregame will get you ready for this matchup. Oh, and let's throw on a little Micah Parsons to the Packers on top of this. Didn't play a ton last week, but made his impact felt while he was there. Has a history against the Washington Commanders. He has had some successful performances against this football team. Games on 96.1, and then stick around after if you're a night owl. 3 hours of live postgame. I know what you're thinking. Is that too many? No, it's not. I remember last year, Monday night win against Cincy, man. We were all buzzing. Callers were still coming in hot at 2 a.m. after that one. Will it be a similar scene tonight? Will it be the Packers announcing themselves as legitimate Super Bowl contenders in front of a national television audience? We've got a lot to get to. We'll break it all down for you over the next few hours. We've got some special guests joining us this morning. My pleasure to introduce here in about 10 minutes the new Washington Commanders beat writer for the Washington Post. A coveted gig, to be sure, and I'm thrilled. It's a longtime friend, Tom Shad, who worked at USA Today most recently, has been their Olympics writer. He's a lot of fun. He'll join the show. Get us caught up to speed. Maybe we'll get him caught up to speed as we get ready for the Commanders-Packers. He is joining at the right time. He did time in Ashburn back in the Dan Snyder days, so he knows how lucky he's got it right now, how lucky we've all got it to be rooting for a team that's featured on national television Thursday night game, getting a big one scheduled for them to kick off week two. One of the most thrilling, most exciting NFL week ones that I can remember in recent memory. Great matchups, obviously, headlined by that Ravens-Bills comeback, which really, I mean, and then you get the Monday night comeback, too. Week two's got a lot to live up to, but it starts with a phenomenal matchup, and we'll break it all down for you. We'll talk about the offense. Sputtered a touch last week, but this running back game, we'll hear from Coach Dan Quinn on how he plans to use the running backs and the unique challenge. It's the NFL. He's got four running backs. It's one too many, but over the course of a season, that's going to be the right number of running backs. Over the course of the season, they're going to need that. They'll get to the point in November and December when this rotation makes itself based on health. But for now, he's got tough decisions to make, both in turning in the lineup card tonight and then divvying out the carries. Austin Ekeler very much still effective as a NFL running back, but you've also got Chris Rodriguez inactive last week, but can bowl over dudes. Jeremy McNichols, the pass protector for Jaden Daniels, who got a little bit dirty last week. The Giants got to him a few times. Packers defensive rush looking to validate itself against Jaden Daniels tonight. And then it's so many great matchups up and down the board for this game. But I think it all comes back to both quarterbacks here. It's going to be a fun one, and it's going to be a rowdy atmosphere, full sellout crowd here in Lambeau. We were going around last night, but I want to bring in Megan. She's back at the studio holding things down for us. Megan,
yeah.
Coming off of a 6 a.m. shift at Mix 98.1. So welcome aboard. Thank you
yes.
for continuing to, we're post-midnight oil here. Whatever you burn after the midnight oil,
I know.
Megan's on it.
thank you for having me. I'm always glad to be on here.
it's always a ton of fun when you hold down Thursdays with friends. Gary Hess not with us today. We're sending our best to Gary. We'll tell you about his big high school matchup, though, tomorrow night. Dinwiddie Highland Springs also won't have Lane Casadante today, but we may have an extra special guest, Steve Zabin, who had a show in D.C. for a very long time and now is on The Game up here in Milwaukee. We're sorting out. He just went off the air. We're sorting that out right now. All right. So, Megan, here's the thing. You've been out with us before. You know, we like to have a good time. So, AWOD and I are at Titletown Brewery.
Okay.
Here in Wisconsin. And we're having a lovely time, and we're chatting with the bartender about, you know, it's just a massive operation. They're going to serve like a zillion beers to football fans today.
Yeah, it's going to be busy.
And there's a thing on the menu, and I'm reading it, and I said, I don't understand this. What's going on?
Mm.
Do you drink beer with any regularity?
I do not. So yeah. I'm not a drinker. I'll try like a sip of something here and there, but I really don't drink.
So here's the, you know, like you have beer and you want the beer part, and then there's like a little foam at the top.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So this says it's the Lucre faucet.
Okay.
L-U-K-R. It's Czech from the Czech Republic. And it's all foam, tiny bit of beer.
Okay, how does that work?
That's what I said. I said, that's what happens when I screw up pouring a beer. That's not a product.
I feel like you're just drinking air.
It's a very specific product this faucet churns the foam and makes it creamy. It's a creamy taste that makes the beer taste totally different. We serve you a mug full of foam, and you chug it.
Okay.
And I said, you're like, she's selling us on this, and you know, we're having a good time. It's $5, Megan.
I was going to ask, how much for the foam?
$5 for a glass full of foam.
Okay.
Anything for a bit.
Anything for a bit.
I said, do it. Charge it to Bennett Zier. He's got it. We're good.
There you go. It sounds like the do it for the vine thing.
We're doing it for the vine. So Ewa and I chug our foam. And she said, wasn't that fun? And I said, yeah, but I'm also thinking, like, I think I just paid $5 to not drink anything.
Yeah,
I can't help but feel maybe a little bit taken by the good people of Green Bay. The friendliness overwhelms you.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's so friendly here. I think I got taken.
It's so easy to get pulled in.
I paid $5 to not drink beer last night, Megan.
You could post a picture of it, though. Like, let's get some clout for this.
You'll see that picture on the 910 The Fan social.
Before
the day is over. Awad standing by at an actual bar that serves actual beers. The bar at Holmgren Way.
How did it taste, though? Did it just taste like regular beer? I mean, you're saying it's supposed to have a different taste.
It had a different... It tasted foamy. Mm. It tasted kind of almost a little dairy-ish.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it almost did. Maybe that was my mind. Maybe that was her planting ideas in my head. I don't know. I don't know why it tasted that way.
Don't let the bartender gaslight you, okay?
I was gaslit by a bartender in Green Bay, Wisconsin last night.
It was an experience.
That won't happen at the bar at Holmgren Way. That's where AWOT will be noon to 3. Grant and Danny get you ready for the big game, which you'll hear tonight on 96.1. Tom Shad on the other side. We're just getting started, folks. Thanks for joining us on a Commanders game day. This is your home of the Commanders in Richmond. 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Running late already this morning because I'm yapping about foamy beer instead of getting our next guest on time. Very excited to have... we don't have a ton of guests on this show, but we've got a new Washington Commanders, Washington Post beat writer, and he's a guy I've known for a long time, and he's going to be awesome at it. And so he's in Green Bay, I'm in Green Bay. I said, let's do this. Let's talk on the telephone while we both sit in Green Bay. He was kind enough to agree. Tom Shad of the Washington Post, your new Commanders beat reporter. Tom, good morning. How's it going?
Good, man. How's everything to you?
Everything great over here. Now, you know you've got a good job, but because you lived the Snyder regime, you know just how good things are. You're in the building now day to day. How different is it from when you left?
It is truly wild. And I think, you know, when I first was there, and when I think probably when I met you, it was like 2013, 2014. It's like the tail end of like the RG3 excitement. The PR staff is like taping over the windows in the media annex. I mean, it was just like chaos every day. I think like at that time I was tweeting just like pictures of flaming dumpsters, cause that was like the best thing we could do to describe like what was happening. So to come back and have like the building be the same, and some of the people be the same. Like I said, hi to Tress Way. Obviously, he's still around. But yeah, it's just totally crazy. The vibes have just been so much better. And obviously part of that's winning, part of that's new ownership. But yeah, it's just been a totally surreal experience to, again, go back to the same place but have the atmosphere be so totally different.
It is amazing what a fresh coat of paint and $6 billion will do for a place. Tom Shad, Washington Post Commanders beat writer. All right, let's get into this. This is a big one here early. Packers, Commanders. But couple 1-0 teams, couple teams with very legitimate Super Bowl aspirations. As you noted, a big age discrepancy here. The Packers are young. The Commanders are old. What do you make of these two team-building approaches here?
Yeah, so we just did a big story in the Washington Post this morning about this. It's basically, on average, a gap of about 3 years. Which, you know, to a layperson might not seem like a lot, but in the NFL, where like a lot of careers only last 3 years, it's a massive gap. And it's not something that's skewed by, like, you know, Josh Johnson. These are guys that are playing, you know, in the games, everybody that played week one and kind of the average age is there. So, yeah, it's fascinating to me. And, you know, I've been asked, like, is there like a right way or a wrong way? Is the Commanders kind of going with veterans better than the Packers way? And I don't think there's a wrong or right way to do it. But it is fascinating just how different the approaches have been. You know, the Packers trading for Micah Parsons, obviously a big name and an established, you know, superstar. But he's still only 26,
yeah.
Which I think speaks to kind of like the way that they value youth, versus the Commanders getting all these guys on kind of 1 year deals, veterans who, can still play, but are kind of towards the end of their careers. So, it's totally fascinating, especially in the context of a short week like this. You know, you've got a lot of like young Packers guys. Like I was thinking of like Matthew Golden, who this might be like a totally new experience for him, going from like a Sunday to a Thursday, especially, I mean, it is new for him in the NFL versus guys like Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, where this is like old hat. So, I don't know how big of a difference that'll be, but I do think it's a totally fascinating difference in kind of the roster construction and the approaches that these two franchises have taken.
I mean, Amazon show tonight has Richard Sherman on it. He played with, you know, alongside Bobby Wagner, like, and one of them is still rolling and one of them is now well into a TV career at this point. But I love that they've surrounded Jaden Daniels with veterans. I think it's an acknowledgement that last year was so special that maybe you don't do a traditional 3-year rebuilding plan, but you see who you can get in the building. What did you see from Jaden in week one, where he admitted he wasn't at his best, but certainly was more than good enough to move the chains and get the win?
Yeah, Jaden to me was kind of a microcosm of the team's performance, and I think it speaks to, again, having seen the 2014 teams, it speaks to how far the franchise has come, right? That Jaden can miss on a couple throws. He was behind guys on at least two or three throws and seemed pretty frustrated with some of that stuff. To be able to do that and then still account for more than 300 yards, lead the team to a pretty comfortable win, I just think speaks volumes to kind of his continued progression and how good of a quarterback he is. You know, you can kind of break down the film and, you know, be critical, but like at the end of the day, the result was what it was. And when you have a guy like Jaden, particularly with his ability to kind of scramble and make things happen when plays break down, you know, you're always going to be able to overcome some of those like wayward throws or missing Terry on the deep ball, for example. So yeah, I mean, not his best, not the team's best, you know, they were all kind of upset about how they played afterwards. But again, when you play not your best and then still win comfortably, you have to take that as a good sign.
There's worse fates in the NFL for sure. They'll get tested tonight against the Packers. Tom Shad joins us, Washington Post beat writer for the Commanders, formerly at USA Today, where you covered the Olympics, trading in a beautiful 2 weeks in Italy for a lovely extended weekend in Green Bay, Wisconsin. No place we'd rather be tonight, though. Have you been to Lambeau before?
No, first time. So yeah, I'm thrilled, and just the whole schedule this year too. I mean, I'd say we get Arrowhead later in the year.
Yep.
We get SoFi Stadium, which I've never been to. Obviously, a totally different kind of vibe than Green Bay or Arrowhead. But yeah,
Madrid
can't beat the schedule this year. Madrid
won't be shabby. Yeah, it's It's a strong schedule. This is and has always been my number one. You're going to love it tonight. It's a ton of fun. For the defense, that defensive line was so good in week one containing the Giants. The eternal week one question, Tom, are they that good or were the Giants that bad?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to know. And that's where I think, like, this early in the season, anybody who makes, you know, grand proclamations is just kind of guessing. Now, with that said, to make a grand proclamation, because you put me on the spot, yeah, I think the defensive line is good.
I think they'll be good tonight as well. I'll stand beside you here. I'm prepared to stand on the hill with you. I don't know that they're, like, hold every team without a touchdown good, but I think there's some legitimacy there.
Yeah, and, like, I think it was the very first play of scrimmage, like, Javon Kinlaw, like, throws a Giants offensive lineman to the side and you know, gets in the backfield. Like, I don't think that's going to be something that happens every play or you know, with, like, a ton of regularity. But I do think this unit is solid and certainly much improved over last year. And, yeah, I think you're going to see bits and pieces of that tonight and stuff that – and this was important in the Giants game. It's a lot of stuff that doesn't show up in the box score necessarily. You know, it's a lot of, I mean, maybe with the advanced stats now, you know, you're looking at pressures and stuff like that, but it's a lot of just penetration that kind of screws up plays and ruins plans and then leads to incompletions, stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly much improved and we'll know a lot more after tonight and as the season goes along. But yeah, if you put me on the spot, I do think that the performance last week was more the Commanders being good than the Giants being terrible.
It's and you know, Russell Wilson didn't get bad overnight. So certainly an indication there might be something there. Tom Shad, Washington Post. Read his work in the Post, of course. Tom, you never been to Lambeau. You ever been to the Diamond in Richmond, Virginia to watch the Richmond Flying Squirrels?
I have not. I've driven by it a bajillion times, but unfortunately never been.
I have really bad news for you. You're never going to go. This is the last week ever. They're tearing it down after Sunday's game to build a new stadium. So I hate to be the person to bear that bad news to you. I have good news for my audience. I've got tickets to the sold-out last game ever. We're going to give those away in the next segment. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. See you at the game tonight.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, man.
All right, off he goes. We're back with more after this and that ticket giveaway. You're listening to the Home of the Commanders in Richmond. 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Tom Shan just texted me, so I can't believe you told me about the Diamond live on the air. Now I've got to spend the rest of the day mourning. I don't know that there's a lot of mourning going on among people who attended baseball games at the Diamond. Bigger and better is coming soon. We'll get Parney on the line here momentarily for his weekly happy hour appearance. A very special one here. We were discussing Parney Time, of course, is Parney's podcast. There has been text discussion of taping one from the last game at the Diamond. We're waiting to see if that materializes or not. I perhaps should not promise programming on behalf of other people if those people are not me. Lesson not learned here. We're rolling along. We're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Love that analysis there from Tom Shad talking about the age of the two teams. And a lot of that was out of necessity for the Commanders, who found Jaden Daniels. You got your quarterback of the future. All right, but who else you have? You got nobody. You've got you've got so few players that they had to go get veterans. So it's the youngest team in football, Green Bay Packers, who actually, by trading for Micah Parsons, still stayed young. He's only 26. And the oldest team in football, the Washington Commanders, who have a ton of veterans, Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, et cetera. This is a segment I've been looking forward to all week. We had Trey on Tuesday. He shared his final memories of the Diamond. We got a win last night, 1-1 here in the farewell series. The wins and losses aren't the point, though. The stands have been packed. The weather's been great. It's the final week of baseball at the Diamond, and on Thursdays we bring in our guy Parney for a little happy hour with Parney. What is up, dude?
Thursday's a new Friday, my friend. Thursday is the new Friday, and I'm actually just finished the Peloton, and I was running a little bit behind. I was afraid you were going to catch me in my birthday suit when I came out of the shower, and I knew that you wouldn't like that visual. So I hurried up and grabbed a pair of party pants, and we're locked in. Although these aren't the party pants. If you see me before game time, I'm not wearing the party pants that I'm going to be wearing at the game tonight because I got something appropriate for 9/11.
Yes, marking that tonight and also final Thursday night at the Diamond. It's all the finals now. Last weekend series, Sunday sold out. What's the mood there? How are you feeling as we get to this date that we've talked about forever and now it's arrived?
Well, overall, like, the staff is great. I mean, they know the moment, but like, there's a lot of people that are still going over to CarMax Park. I think Benny's got three meetings over there, three tours over there today. That's what I'm so impressed with the entire staff. I mean, they've been doing two jobs all year, like finishing up the Diamond with appropriate respect and love, and then also getting ready for CarMax Park on April 7th. And that's a lot. But overall, a lot of pep in the staff. The team and Pelfer, a little disappointed we didn't play. Not a little. They were disappointed we didn't play better in Altoona. I think they were hoping to come home with a shot to still make the playoffs. And as far as me goes, I'll just be completely vulnerable and honest with you. Yesterday I was weird, man. I mean, you know that because you're one of my closest friends. And I texted our Party Time Pub Club group and just said I was struggling. And it wasn't anything bad, really. It was just it took me a while to get traction. And but we've had a lot of really great things happen. Anthony Opperman, our very talented general manager, shared a really great email with me yesterday of a fan, and a lot of people coming up for pictures or autographs, and that always, you know, makes you validated and feel really good about the job that we've done for the past 15 years. And then finally, Sweet Lou came in like the normal hurricane that he is, and that got me uplifted because he deserves so much credit for the Squirrels getting CarMax Park done, and he deserves so much credit for the Squirrels being here, and he deserves so much credit for allowing the front office staff to do what we did for the first 15 years to get us to the point we're at now. So all in all, it's very emotional. It's all of the emotions, to answer your question with one sentence. It's all of the emotions.
15 years of flying Squirrels baseball in Richmond. Lou sticking with it, and you sticking with it. You sticking with Lou through it, through that whole time. And to be able to celebrate now, have the final series at the Diamond, is a very cool thing. Sold out crowd for Sunday, of course. Very limited tickets remain for the other games on the slate this week. All right, you mentioned the Parney pants. Do you have the outfit picked for Sunday? Are you ready?
I'm going back and forth. I was going to for tonight. I got it picked. For tomorrow, I want some of our players to help me because, especially our Latin players, love my pants. Artie, Diego Vasquez. He always pantalones every time I come into the dugout before the game. So we'll let them do it tomorrow. Tanya, I haven't talked to her about this, but I asked her to order me something for the weekend, and I don't know if she did, but if she did, that'll probably be Saturday, and then I think Sunday. I know what I'm doing, but we'll see. It's again, as you said, a lot of emotions around there. Just passed the new sheets on Gaskins. That's nice. Free plug. They need to pay us all money.
That's how we're going to get sponsors involuntarily.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to force them into it, buddy. But, yeah, we'll see what happens on the pants on Sunday, but it'll be a special day. A lot of old Richmond Braves coming in. Name drop time. I woke up this morning to a text from David Justice, so looking forward to seeing DJ this weekend. He's really excited about being out here along with a bunch of his teammates from his Richmond Braves team. So, you know, I actually think, like, Saturday and Sunday, MP, and you were there, Saturday and Sunday is going to be a lot like my and Tanya's wedding, where – everywhere you turn, there's somebody to talk to, and everywhere you turn, there's an old relationship, and everywhere you turn, there's an old story, and then before you know it, it's going to be 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to go, oh my God, I didn't eat anything, and all we have here is wedding cake.
you had the hot dog vendor, right? Wasn't that your wedding that had the hot dog vendor at the end of the night? Am I making that up?
Yeah, if you recall, we had everything at the wedding of the century.
I do remember that.
But yes, we did have a hot dog vendor at 11 o'clock, but at that point, I was not still eating.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Your wedding day is a weird
by
event.
By the way, we haven't talked football at all. How's Green Bay, bud?
Dude, I love Green Bay. So we went out last night. You'll appreciate this. I told the story in its entirety earlier. We go to this bar. It's like, it's Czech style. And they got this thing on the menu. It's basically like, we serve you a glass of foam instead of beer. Like, we make the whole glass foam. Now, I'm chatting up the bartender and, what's going on? She said, this is a Czech specialty that you take. We serve you a glass full of beer foam and you drink it real fast like a shot. And so bottom line here, Parney, I got taken for $5 by a bartender in Green Bay last night and paid to drink nothing.
There you go. You haven't lived till you got messed over by a bartender in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
This is my number one. I live for this trip. If you are even a little bit of a football fan, you absolutely have to come up here. It's the Wrigley feel, where we're smack dab in the middle of a neighborhood. But unlike Wrigley, this town has literally one thing that it cares about ever, and that's Green Bay Packers football. They play 9 times a year here, and this place just loses its mind for every single one of them.
I want to rent one of those houses right in the neighborhood by Lambeau, where you could just party and then walk over. Maybe some year we'll do a Party Time episode from Lambeau, from one of those houses, and we'll get Party Time podcast to pay for it. How about that?
So I'll name drop my friend Pete Haley, who works on the Amazon crew, the Thursday night crew. We were having drinks last night, and he said they rented a house to do the pregame show from tonight, and they've built a stage back there overlooking Lambeau just to spotlight that neighborhood. We took a drive around there yesterday. It's a special place, man. You know this, and you guys work to create that feeling at the Diamond, but there's something that you cannot replicate about that feeling being 100 years old and knowing, you know, the stone steps there leading up to the field. You know, this across this concrete has walked 13 world championship football teams. Like, you know, you can't fake that stuff. It's real and it's in the blood here.
Do you feel John Facenda? Like when you're there, do you like hear his voice when the wind blows?
The cold winds of September blow change in Green Bay,
and there it is,
where the hopes ride on young Micah Parsons. Barney,
are we going to pick any? Are we running out of time?
Barney, I've not been phenomenal at clock management in this segment. You can call me the Dan Quinn 2 minute drill here of clock management. 3-2 last week. We're back. We're 3-2 last week. Takes us to even overall on the season, which is good. That's where we want to be. Bills bailed you out at the end there. Congrats to Josh Allen. Pair of college games for you. We'll buzz through them. Clemson, Georgia Tech. This is the trap line of the week. Georgia Tech only a 3-point underdog against Clemson.
I'm gonna go. I would take Georgia Tech until I saw Coach Key's press conference. Now I'm taking Clemson. He was so unlikable. I'm taking Clemson.
Wisconsin, Alabama. Bama needs to bounce back. Stuff at Florida State loss. They are 21-point favorites at home over Wisconsin.
They're going to try to prove a point against Wisconsin, but that's too many points for a Big Ten team, Wisconsin.
I agree on that one. Disagree on the other one. Tonight here, Packers 3-point favorites over the Commanders. I haven't tipped my hand yet, but I'm taking the Packers.
I'm with you on that. I think the Packers will beat them by at least a touchdown.
After Aaron Rodgers' debut, he's a 3-point home favorite now against the Seattle Seahawks, who lost a heartbreaker to the 49ers on Sunday.
I think Rodgers is clicking just like I guessed, personality-wise and everything else. Steelers.
And take the victory lap there. Give me the Seahawks. Super Bowl rematch, Eagles-Chiefs. Eagles are 1-point favorites at Arrowhead.
Coin flip for me, but since Pete Mahomes is my fantasy quarterback, let's go Chiefs.
There you go. Coming back from Brazil on the long rest there. I don't know
and
which
by, and by, and by the way, I know we're out of time, but the Georgia Tech thing was clearly personal. I thought he was a real jerk at the press conference yesterday or whenever it was.
I know.
So I would have been with you, but when I saw that press conference on social media last night, I'm like, I'm out on this guy. He's done with me.
We'll note the asterisk. Parney says Clemson only because the Georgia Tech coach appears to be a jerk. Parney time, and we may be getting the band back together on Sunday. I know that'll be a chaotic day, but either way, come say hey to Cheats and all y'all on Sunday, of course. Parney time on the Fan. But most importantly, go pay your final respects to the Diamond. You have three more chances to buy tickets. And if you're lucky enough to have tickets for Sunday, you got tickets for Sunday. Parney, I'm going to do something very special when we get back from this commercial. I'm going to give away tickets to that final game Sunday. It's the only place in town you can still get them. So I'm fired up for that.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's great. So, yeah, thank you, MP. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. Thank you for loving us. We love you back. And looking forward to seeing all the fans out there the next four days.
Thanks, Parney. Have fun. Go nuts.
Have fun. Go nuts.
All right. That's Parney. He is ready for a big weekend at the Diamond as they close up shop after 40 years. And I will be good to my word. On the other side of this break, we're going to make the call. We're going to give away tickets to the final game at the Diamond. Stick around. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are, in fact, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard live from Lambeau. We're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's the Commanders and the Packers tonight, 8:15 kickoff from the NFL's most historic stadium. And we're losing the number two most historic stadium, Soldier Field in Chicago. They announced this week that the Chicago Bears are going to move to the suburbs. That is a controversial one. I would do my stadium rankings. Lambeau's always number one. Jerry World's always number two. Then you got the really nice new ones, which is Atlanta, Minnesota, those new tier of stadiums, SoFi, that are all very nice and certainly great places to watch football in. And then you've got your classic atmospheres. You've got your Arrowhead. You've got whatever they call Seattle Stadium now. I've always put Soldier Field up there. And that's controversial because the people of Chicago don't like it at all. They don't like going downtown. They don't like the stadium. They don't like the way they dropped an alien ship on top of it during a renovation about 30 years ago. I love that the original Soldier Field is still there, still standing. You can see the old columns, like Lambeth Field over at UVA. You still see those columns. You think, all right, like, man, stuff happened here a long time ago that was really cool, and it connects us to the past of the game. The Bears appear to be walking away from that, headed out to the suburbs, which I believe, and we'll check on this, I believe that would make Arrowhead in Kansas City the second oldest stadium in the NFL. As everybody goes on a building spree, we're on a building spree. A new Commander's home expected in 2030, if not sooner, as they start moving dirt around, start tearing down RFK over there. Nashville will come online. Buffalo's not going to be a palace. Buffalo's not going to be top 10 even as it opens next year. That's just a functional stadium replacing another very, very old stadium there in Buffalo. We got a football game to get to tonight as well. We're also paying tribute to 9/11. The memories, the heroes, the first responders, and the people we lost all day long here at Odyssey. Megan, can you fire up clip 6? Dan Quinn spoke about the 9/11, the legacy he was part of. Of course, yeah, they canceled NFL games that weekend, came back the week after. Here's what Dan Quinn had to say about playing in the national spotlight tonight on this night.
Also spoke today with the team about the remembrance of 9/11 tomorrow, and good day just to teach. And that was my first year in the NFL on 9/11/2001. So just kind of talked about 24 years ago, the world stopped and football did too. And I also tell them you're part of a really big fraternity because football also helped heal the country. And so I just wanted them to know that. And man, what an honor it is to play tomorrow, and real honor to coach these guys.
Echoing Dan Quinn, looking forward to pregame tonight. Of course, the NFL will pay tribute to those first responders and to the memory of the events of 9/11, as we'll do every year, I would imagine, as long as those memories are kept alive. One thing I was thinking about, and he's right, football games got canceled and then football comes back, and that's a time for everybody to regather. You remember that as well. I don't think of the 9/11 response, and I don't think of football first. I think it's a baseball event, right? George W. Bush throwing out the first pitch, and then the Yankees in the World Series that year as being major moments in baseball history and baseball memory. And I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, was that the last great moment for Major League Baseball? Was that the last time Major League Baseball stood alone as a sporting leader in America? And it may very well have been, because I do think they led America back, not that the NFL did anything wrong. And my main memory of the NFL's takeaways after 9/11, you remember, Roger Goodell leaned on the memories of his predecessors and of Pete Rozelle, who always regretted not canceling the games the week after Kennedy was shot. And he always said that was one of the big mistakes of his tenure, and Roger Goodell did not make that mistake, try to force it back too soon. And Paul Tagliabue as well, of course, involved in that. So I think of that on the NFL side, but I think that may have been baseball's last great moment in the spotlight, in America's imagination, the first pitch, the World Series that year, and everything between those two things. We don't hear as much from baseball these days. I think the NBA has pretty safely supplanted it. NBA news this morning, Pablo Torre's back. You remember he had the reporting on Kawhi Leonard, who got the sweetheart deal, endorsement deal, and now he's got more proof about that. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says they're going to do a full investigation. I'd be really surprised if there aren't severe punishments handed down from this. It's a little bit like the Michigan sign-stealing thing, right? Everybody does it is not the defense here, because you have to send a message to everybody that it's not allowed. Maybe everybody's doing it, but everybody needs to know if you do it, you need to do it in a way that you don't get caught. Because if you do it brazenly, and this appears to be brazen, the league has to come down. Otherwise, you lose the integrity of the sport and the integrity of the franchise. Megan, if you want to get clip number one ready, Adam Silver had quite the day yesterday. NFL commissioner, an NBA commissioner, because he's answering questions about the Kawhi Leonard thing. He's also talking about the new TV deals. Amazon, who's got tonight's game, is coming in to the NBA as well. Here are his questions about whether the NBA is becoming inaccessible to the average fan.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport, you know, so, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there. YouTube, by another example, that people, that is advertising based, that consumers can consume.
Yeah, he's in a lot of trouble for saying that. People are mad at Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, for saying it's a highlights based league. It's dismissive of the game. It's the wrong answer for sure, because it's dismissive of the games themselves. I think the right answer is this is all really, really overblown. Because and there was some group that did an NFL report, like it'll cost you $7,000 to watch all the NFL games this year if you want to buy Sunday ticket, buy Amazon, buy YouTube, buy Peacock, all the things you got to buy to watch the games, and Paramount Plus, it's cost $7,000 to see all the football games this year. What that ignores is that it'd be like, it used to be free. No, it didn't. They used to not be available. You used to not be able to watch NBA games. You used to be able to watch your hometown team a lot of times, not always, and a game of the week nationally. And so the right answer here is it's disingenuous to complain about things costing money now, because those things are being made available to you, and those things have never been made available before on a game-by-game, team-by-team basis. But Adam Silver gave the wrong answer. He said it's a highlight sport. You can still engage with it. Baseball's a highlight sport, too. And I'm not mad at him for saying that. I get why the players are mad at him for saying that. But at the same time, it's disingenuous to yell, oh, I got to buy Amazon now to watch sports. Well, you didn't have access to these games before. And it's different if they put the championship series on or whatever. But until then, these are games that were not previously accessible to you. Let's get the squirrels update out of the way here, as long as we're talking about non-commanders things, so we can finish strong with the Washington Commanders, because we're in Lambeau. We're still keeping an eye on the things back home. Flying Squirrels bullpen gets the job done last night. 2-1 win over the Hartford Yard Goats. Squirrels now 32-32, even money in the second half of the season. Bo Davidson's solo home run in the third inning holds up for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. John Michael Bertrand promoted to AAA. Congrats to him, one of our favorites all season long for the Squirrels. Tonight is First Responders Night at the Diamond, presented by Budweiser and Patient First. First responders get a free general admission ticket. They'll wear patriotic jerseys, auction them off to benefit Valor RVA. Great cause. First 2,000 fans will also get the Farewell Series Collector's Lapel Pin, presented by Richmond Times-Dispatch. Flying Squirrels in town four more times, and then we'll shut down the Diamond for good. Friday night and Saturday night have limited tickets available. Sunday is sold out. Squirrels back in the win column last night. You'll hear them tonight on The Fan. You'll need to slide it over to 96.1 to get the main event, Commanders-Packers NFL football from Lambeau Field. Pair of 1-0 teams. We're live in Lambeau this morning. Of course, we'll be live tomorrow. Post-game reaction and interviews will take you inside the locker room. You don't get any better access than you get to the Commanders right here on The Fan. We are rolling through hour number two, taking you up to AWOD at noon. He's live, the bar at Holmgren Way in the parking lot of Lambeau Field. Great show on tap for you. I'm going to break down this matchup. We'll hear from Jaden Daniels. We'll hear from Dan Quinn. We'll get you ready for the game. On the other side, you're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, live from Lambeau all day today on your home of the Commanders in Richmond, ahead of a big Thursday night football game, Green Bay Packers hosting the Washington Commanders, who have the week one NFL Rookie of the Week. Felt like this was an annual or a weekly segment last year where we every Thursday about this time would let you know Jaden Daniels was the NFL Rookie of the Week. He ended up winning more Rookie of the Weeks than any player in NFL history, taking Ben Roethlisberger's record. Jaden Daniels, 13-time winner of the award last year. Well, we've got competition this year. Jacory Kroski-Merritt, Commanders rookie running back, is your Rookie of the Week in the NFL in Week 1. One down, 12 to go, Bill. We'll see him tonight. And we were talking about his usage because the Commanders have four legitimate running backs, which is a problem now and a solution later. You think about how important running backs are in the NFL, but also how prone to injury they are. Austin Eckler had injury issues last year, very severe injury issues. You think about how, you know, even back when Brian Robinson was around, he missed time, was not at full speed. This will be a solution eventually. For right now, it's a management problem. I just don't see how you can go away from the hot hand, particularly on a short week, particularly a Thursday night here in Lambeau, national spotlight. Give the kid a chance. Bill is his name. Jacory Kroski-Merritt, who has a spectacular story, missed his entire senior season basically because of eligibility issues, hung around in Arizona, played scout team, which coaches said vouched for his character, and has just been lighting it up in training camp in preseason. He was a fantasy football favorite. Everybody was drafting him. He said he'd never heard of fantasy football. We didn't put him on the polygraph on that one. I thought that was a fascinating tidbit, though. We're getting you ready for Commanders Packers, passing along the news. Jacory Kroski-Merritt, Week 1, Rookie of the Week, an award that seems to belong in Washington these days as we get you ready. I think all eyes are on Micah Parsons, though. His impact, his potential impact in Green Bay, in a place where they haven't seen a lot of moves like this over the history of the Green Bay Packers franchise. A push the chips to the middle, make a declaration, this team's good enough that we're going to go make a move for a superstar move. Micah Parsons is the missing piece in the eyes of Packers fans. He was used sporadically in that game against Detroit. They used him a lot at the end, acclimating him. He will need no trouble brushing up on the Commanders scouting report, has feasted on them in previous action with Dallas. Here's Micah Parsons earlier this week on his workload and what he'd like.
I told him, you know, the other day when they were talking to me about the snap count, I was like, I mean, we can run gassers, we can be in practice, and you give me these plays, we can run to the ball. But I was like, at the end of the day, like, you got to let me push through some things. You got to let me, like, you know, get tired and get wore out there so that way I can become better and get better from it. And, you know, that's when it was like, okay, your reps can go up. Like, you got to really, like, sometimes you got to fight for your own right to play.
You got to fight for your right to play football. Micah Parsons, who is no stranger to the spotlight. Certainly Dallas had a number of marquee and primetime games. He'll get that here in Green Bay as well, as we're live from Lambeau getting you ready for Thursday night football on The Fan. Dan Quinn, Commanders coach, speaking about the team's running back usage, and the question was about Austin Eckler, who was used a decent amount, but also wore down last season and got injured as the season went on. How he'll approach that in his stable of four running backs.
Like, there's certain players you want to feature in certain spaces, and Austin's shown uniqueness in a lot of ways, but sometimes in the passing game, there's some really unique things that he can do. His conversion in this pass game, I thought, was just incredible. It was like a second down and 15 play that he ended up getting a first down on. So he has that X factor in him, both in the run and the pass. But we do like this group. And in this September football, man, you're rolling through guys, you're playing, you're getting the fight right, you're getting the play style right. So it is conscious. I would say not maybe as much as it you would when you're tailoring things toward the end of a season. In the early part, man, you want to get reps for people. You want to see guys go, and that's how roles start to emerge. So you just have to do that a little bit in September football, Ben, just to get the play style up and running like you want it to.
That's Dan Quinn, coach of the Washington Commanders, and it's always dangerous to read into things a coach says. But I think one thing I would take from that, and I think he's being honest because I've chatted with Coach DQ, of course, over the years. He's trying to get guys into roles. He wants to know, going into October, going into November, who does what. And I think that's unsettled on both sides of the ball. You think about the addition of Von Miller. On the depth chart, they don't list Von Miller among the mortals. They list 12 starters on defense. They list Von Miller by himself, basically, as Von Miller. When he comes into the game, he's going to Von Miller, play the Von Miller role of being Von Miller. I don't think they're allowed to have 12 on the field at a time. It's a way of filling out a depth chart that hopefully the college coaches do not emulate anytime soon. But it's the time of year, right, where you're going to get the pieces. You saw it in training camp. You messed with it a little bit in the preseason. And now you want to get roles. And I think that's why Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt carries a big workload tonight. I think they want to see if he can be a multi-carry 10, 11, 12 touch a game running back and then spread the rest of the love elsewhere. I think that's also why you saw a lot of Deebo Samuel last week, although that also dovetails with Terry McLaurin being out and Terry McLaurin missing the whole offseason because of that holdout and only getting two on-field practices with Jaden Daniels before the season started. You saw that rust yesterday, and certainly if there's a big factor we're watching tonight, can they build that chemistry? On the short week, the Commanders added a practice most teams don't do. They added a Wednesday travel day practice, did a full practice before getting on the plane to come out to Green Bay here yesterday or out to Appleton where they're staying. Because of that, I don't know that Terry McLaurin's going to make a big step forward here in week two. He was not on the same page as Jaden Daniels. Jaden found him for a long ball. They missed by a decent amount. It wasn't a fingertips miss. That's not Jaden's fault. It's not Terry's fault to the extent that he didn't have practice, but it's something we're keeping an eye on because I think Terry is this team's truest deep threat, and he's the guy who needs to catch that long ball when it's time to stretch the defense. Will he be able to do that tonight, or is it going to have to be a misdirection special as Cliff Kingsbury continues to rely on Jaden Daniels running the ball, on Deebo Samuel running the ball, on other players running the ball? Megan, why don't we skip ahead to number 7, because we want to hear from the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, as we get you ready, sliding around on the pre-game show here, which we've converted MP on the mic into today. We'll get you out to the bar at Holmgren Way at noon Eastern time, 11 o'clock here local, as fans start to gather, as we get tailgating rolling, as we move towards our 8:15 p.m. kickoff tonight. And, of course, we'll have the official pregame for you starting at 5:15. Here's the quarterback of the Washington Commanders. He's Jaden Daniels.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Let game wreckers wreck the game. And, you know, you got to keep an eye on him. And like I said, he got paid a lot of money for a reason. He's a very good player.
What has stood out to you about Bill?
Just how he sets up his blocks, his patience. And, you know, he runs hard and he's willing to learn. And, you know, being a young guy in this league and where he was drafted at, you know, to make the 53 and to play a significant amount of snaps, you know, is big for him. So I'm just excited for him to keep growing and keep learning.
John Bates, how does it help you to have a blocker like that at tight end?
Man, I'm happy he's on our team and, you know, he does all the dirty work that maybe go unnoticed, but we very much appreciate him here in this building.
That's Jaden Daniels.
When you go to a new stadium, is there anything that you try and do to kind of get acquainted with kind of that place? And then when you think about Lambeau and the history there, is there anything special for you about going to play a game there?
To answer your first question, no. I mean, I kind of just go and, you know, be in the present moment. So I don't really try to do anything in particular. But just be able to play a night game at Lambeau Field. Five. You know, growing up, you hear about the history of Green Bay and everything. So I'm super excited to go in that stadium and be able to experience that.
He's right about that. It's a special place. It's a special time for the Commanders and for their young players to get to experience one of the great atmospheres of the NFL, to walk through the little tiny tunnel into the locker room, use the stairs, the locker room that you have to climb the stairs to get to. It's every little mental edge here. That used to be a thing. It's not really a thing anymore. Now you walk through the suites, the tunnel clubs on the way to the field. Feels a little different at Lambeau, and it'll feel a little different tonight as we get you ready for kickoff. AWOD Radio standing by. We'll crosstalk in about 20 minutes, get you out to the bar at Holmgren Way here in about 20 or 35 minutes, rather. We're with you until then on MP on the Mic. When we come back, we'll take a trip around the NFL. In addition to getting you ready, it's Thursday Night Football. You're listening to Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Yeah, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Catch us worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That's how you got to listen if you're with me. I'm in Green Bay, so is AWOD. He'll take over at the bar at Holmgren Way for the pre-game show. Here at noon, Grant and Danny will count you down, and then we'll join the official Washington Commanders pre-game show, 5:15 tonight, 3 hours. Count you down to kickoff, including an expected special tribute to the heroes of 9/11 before tonight's game as we celebrate the anniversary and promise never to forget. That will be at Lambeau Field later tonight. Then we'll have the post-game show. Fred Smoot, the Mouth of the South, will take you home. After the Commanders and the Packers, you'll hear from Dan Quinn. You'll hear from Jaden Daniels. We'll take you into the locker room tonight, and then we'll wake up tomorrow morning, do it all again. This is normally when we do our picks. No picks today, though. We'll get the picks for this game turned in, and then we'll do the rest of them tomorrow as we do cleanup work on tonight's game. We'll take a quick trip around the NFL, though, before we get back to this one. The Chargers, I think, are one of the teams that really turned heads in week one. And for me, it was about watching Justin Herbert get wheels. I didn't know he had it like that. Certainly the first down run to win the game late was impressive enough, but he had a number of times where he added that element to his game over the offseason. Here's Jim Harbaugh on Justin Herbert taking hits and what it means for him.
And a huge hit on Justin. The kind of hit that would have killed a lesser man. That's how big that hit was. Let's be honest about that. And then our guy, Justin Herbert, gets right back in the huddle, and it's 3rd and 14. It's Quentin Johnson, which ended up being a half yard short of the first down that allowed that for that fourth down. I've been telling people Justin's great. Just unbelievable, incredible, the kind of player that he is. That's especially hard, I think. Most quarterbacks, most human beings, I mean, you take that kind of big hit to come back the next play and just stand in there and look down the barrel of the gun and hit another one. You know, it's pretty impressive.
That would have killed a lesser man. Jim Harbaugh, still one of our favorite press conferences in the league. In a big year for Justin Herbert, as we talk about young quarterbacks tonight, Jane Daniels on this side, Jordan Love on the other one. Jordan Love, because of the playoff win in Dallas, I think got sorted out of the what has he done in January conversation pretty early. Not that it won't reemerge at some point. It's a tricky league, right? And it's all about matchups, too. I think if this team's run to the NFC title game last year is largely possible because they got the seed they got. They were able to avoid the Philadelphia Eagles until the final game. Replace their spot with the Packers. Do the Packers go down to Tampa and win? I think it's very possible they do. Could they have beaten Detroit? Yeah, if Jared Goff played the way he played against them too, I think he absolutely would have. And then the Packers are coming off an NFC title game appearance. It's a different story there than it is here. Matchups are everything when you get to January. But Justin Herbert is in what I call the Trevor Lawrence club of you make a lot of money, so when's it going to happen? And boy, that was a strong week one performance by him. Certainly looks like it may be happening sooner rather than later. They've got the Raiders. We've got the rare double rest disparity game coming next week because the Commanders get back home. They'll have extended rest after we're done tonight on Thursday Night Football. Raiders play not just on Monday Night Football, but late. They're the 10 p.m. Eastern Monday Night Football game next week. They're doing the double dip next week. Then they'll turn around and travel east on the short week to play the Commanders in week three. That's going to be one of those got to have it, got to take care of business games. And I love having a team in the Commanders who you don't have to worry about taking care of business in those games. I think this will be a team that'll be ready to go that won't show any letdown in that game. Kyle Shanahan on the injury hot seat again, this time it's his quarterback, Brock Purdy, in San Francisco, led them to a dramatic last-second win in Seattle. But here's the situation.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
It's possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing.
That's possible.
And that's the toe, more so than the shoulder.
Yes.
Did someone step on his foot in the pocket? Do you know how the toe injury happened?
Yeah, I think it happened scrambling. I think when Love tackled him by the sideline, I believe it happened.
You were weird. Just playing through that in the game, or it's just something you found out later?
No, I was aware. Yeah.
I played through it, but the adrenaline wears off and the injuries flare up. Brock Purdy may be out for an extended period of time in San Francisco. Are they cursed? Are they bad at picking players? Yes, I don't know. At this point, it has to be. When you trade for McCaffrey, you know what you're getting. But then Kittle and now Brock Purdy, there may be something to that San Francisco 49ers injury curse, which bites them again in a competitive NFC West. One of my favorite stats is the 32 club. There's four players in NFL history who have beaten all 32 teams. Now, this week, we've got an opportunity to have somebody join the 31 club. That's a less exclusive club. Have beaten 31 other NFL teams. Joe Flacco will play the Ravens, his former team, on Sunday. It would be his 31st different opponent he's beaten. Matt Stafford has never beaten the Tennessee Titans. He seems fairly likely to join the 31 club this weekend. Four quarterbacks, and it's fitting we're here in Green Bay, of course. That's the hint you can name one of them. Brett Favre left and came back and beat the Packers. Peyton Manning took care of the Colts when he was with the Broncos. Tom Brady, you remember that Sunday night game when he came back to New England. And Drew Brees, who did it the old-fashioned way, started his career somewhere, then had a weird trade and finished his career in New Orleans. That's how he got to 32. So those guys both chase, and Matthew Stafford could hang around for a hot minute and get there because the Rams are not the team he needs to beat for Matthew Stafford. He needs to beat the Steelers, and a Rams-Steelers game doesn't feel entirely out of play for him if he can hang around for another year or two. They're not scheduled to meet this year, though, so he won't get the opportunity this year. Flacco also won't get the opportunity to get to 32. He's not getting to 31, though, because the Browns aren't winning, because you saw that last week. Man, had Cincy on the ropes, that would have changed the AFC picture enormously. That would have been a dead man walking situation in Cincinnati there. You're Zach Taylor. You spend the whole offseason Talk about how important it is to win that first game. Play all the starters through the preseason. Do more intense practices, and then you're on the ropes. The Browns have a chip shot field goal to win. He got bailed out, but certainly a lot of heat, a lot of fire going on there in Cincinnati. We celebrate another member of the used-to-be Redskins assistant club tonight as we are in Green Bay, of course, with Matt LaFleur, who was part of that Kyle Shanahan club, now is having great success in Green Bay. Kevin O'Connell over in Minnesota, a member of that club, feels like we encounter one about every other week at this point as they run the football world. It's fun to see. It's fun to see the graphic every time. I know it makes a lot of fans puke. I'm over it because we got Jaden Daniels now. It's the Washington Commanders pregame talk. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're counting you down to the Packers and the Commanders. I said one pick today. I'll make one pick. I'm gonna put the Darth Vader helmet on here. I like the Packers tonight against the Commanders. And I think so many of the wins last year for the Washington Commanders came at the last second, came with Jaden Daniels making plays. That guy's still there. I saw that guy last week, 2nd and 17, turning into 3rd and 3, 3rd and 8, getting the first down. That guy's still there. But I think the caliber of opponent has ratcheted up. We're not counting on Raheem Morris to botch the timeouts. We're not counting on the Bears defender to go taunt the crowd during the Hail Mary. I don't think those things are going to happen tonight with this Green Bay Packers football team. I think if they get an early lead, they're well-suited, well-qualified to finish it off, to sit on it. Now, that said, I believe in Cliff Kingsbury, and you know I believe this is the Cliff Kingsbury farewell season. It's an opportunity for him to get another statement win, and if he wins tonight, it only accelerates the Cliff Kingsbury buzz, which will be very loud across football this year. I think it's very likely he gets another opportunity to be a head coach when we're done here, which puts more urgency on this season for Jaden Daniels, for the Commanders. All right, so I mentioned we had a couple special guests in the works. One of those was Zabe. We're gonna postpone on Zabe. We're gonna catch up at Lambeau today. We'll air that for you tomorrow, because I know we had a lot of fun conversations back in the day, so it'll be fun to catch back up with him now that he's here on the game in Milwaukee, which we drove through yesterday on our way up here to Lambeau. Howard Gutman is here as well of the Gut Check, the ambassador. We'll catch up with him at some point, get his thoughts for tomorrow, probably late night. Tonight would be my guess. So to recap, Flying Squirrels baseball tonight. They've got 4 games left, then they're tearing that stadium down. You got 3 chances to get back out there unless you got tickets for Sunday, because it's sold out. I've given away all the tickets I got. We gave them away in the 10 o'clock hour. AWOD still got some. So stay tuned to his show, noon to 3, if you want to watch and be there for history in Richmond. But we're in Green Bay. We're at Lambeau. My favorite trip, 3rd time here. Hasn't gotten old yet. I don't think it will tonight either. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to crosstalk with AWOD. He's all set up. He's live at the bar at Holmgren Way. He's going to keep this energy going for the next 3 hours as we count you down to Washington Commanders football. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Grab yourself a Bloody Mary or Mimosa, whatever it is. We're starting the tailgating now. Get in, everybody. It's Thursday night football. Packers and the Commanders at Lambeau Field. This one could have major postseason implications. Couple teams that think they're going back to the NFC playoffs this year, and the Packers push their chips in. Fans are excited. They don't get action like that around here often. Micah Parsons, suiting up tonight, has a great history against the Washington Commanders. We go down the street right now to the bar at Holmgren Way, where AWOD is standing by. He's got 3 hours live among the tailgaters. Adam, you were out with me last night. It seems like the Commanders fans, and this hasn't always been the case, are out in force.
Absolutely, Michael. It is really cool. You know, I've been a fan of this team for 32 years now, and there really hasn't been a good reason to make a road trip. I know my friends have hit the Baltimore Stadium before. I've been to M&T Bank. I know friends have been to Philly or been to Dallas, but this is a bucket list item right here, Titletown, USA, to see the Green Bay Packers against the Commanders at Lambeau Field. And our team is good now. And with Jaden Daniels as the starting quarterback, it feels like this team has a chance to win every single week. So why not make the trip, right? I mean, it's early in the season. Both teams are off to a good start. Both teams want to know. It's Thursday night football in a bucket list spot here in Green Bay. So, yeah, I wasn't too surprised to see how many Commanders fans we saw last night out at dinner at our hotel. It's filled with burgundy and gold. It's like a house divided hotel, I think is pretty funny because Packers fans are there as well. But, yeah, I mean, Commanders fans have historically traveled well when this team was bad. And now it's good. We shouldn't be surprised that there's a lot of burgundy and gold here in Green Bay.
No, and everybody's excited about Jaden Daniels, and the future has arrived. And you get a transformational quarterback. Things happen quickly. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about this is the battle of the youngest roster in the NFL. It's not just the oldest roster in the NFL, but the oldest roster the NFL's had in at least two decades. The Commanders sense how special Jaden Daniels is. They don't have the number of draft picks. They don't have the time to do a proper rebuilding process after Ron Rivera left the cupboard bare. They got to go get veterans. Zach Ertz, Von Miller, these guys. It's an old team, but I don't feel like it's an old team in the traditional way, you know, like the maybe you view the Cowboys as being a team that's over the hill. I think it's a lot of guys who still have something to prove.
Yeah, and I think Adam Peters deserves so much credit for that. Like you said, Ron Rivera decimated this roster. There was just no talent left outside of like Terry McLaurin here from what Ron Rivera did in his time in Washington. And so the first move, Bobby Wagner, then it's Zach Ertz, and then it's Austin Eckler, and now it's Von Miller. And he really hasn't missed yet, right? I know there were a lot of people that were upset with the way Marshawn Lattimore played last season. I will keep defending that move because your team was 7-2 and you thought you were going to win the Super Bowl. You needed a star on the defensive end. He came in injured and wasn't, you know, the same Marshawn Lattimore that we all expected, but he was pretty good week one. It will be a big test for him tonight in week two. But yes, it's an older team. There's a lot of veterans, but it's not like they've missed with these veterans that they brought in here, and that's what's important.
No, and they moved on quickly when they have. And you know, I love my guy Cleveland Farrell, but they moved on quickly, brought in, you know, other talent up front, brought in Dorrance Armstrong for another year, who had so much success playing at different positions. All right, Adam, let's get to the stuff that people want to know. I sometimes take for granted just the lifestyle gap you and I have, because I live in a house and I've got a grill. You live in Scott's Addition, though, like, and you can't just have a grill in an apartment building. That's not allowed. So last night, to set up the bit, there's a restaurant here. It's called Prime Quarter. And you go and you cook your own steak over a charcoal grill, which is, it sounds like enormous fun to me. That was a first for you, right? You've never cooked on a charcoal grill before.
Yeah, I've never cooked a steak on it. I mean, I am normally burgers or wings or chicken, but that was an awesome experience last night. I did love how we got to the grill next to some locals from Green Bay who kind of showed us the ropes on how to get it done. But you talked about on your show the foam drink that we had. That messed up my stomach. I couldn't finish my steak. I cooked this delicious steak that had all this amazing seasonings on it, and I got like halfway through it, and I was like, I'm cooked. Michael, you can have the rest of this.
I ate 1.5 steaks last night. We probably had, what, 14, 15 ounce ribeye. I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to talk about it. I would never steak shame another man on live radio. I wouldn't, but you outed yourself. You didn't finish your steak last night. That's all right. You know, we'll bounce back. We'll have some brats tonight. You'll have a chance. Too much foam, cause of the issues. Drank a little too much beer foam last night. Give me a sense of where you're at, where things look, and what they're expecting today in terms of a crowd over at the bar.
Yeah, Michael, just to let everybody in on this, all right? So, yes, you had 1.5 steaks, but I finished my full baked potato. I saw leftover potato on your plate there, all right? So it's not like you licked your entire plate clean last night. We're here for a good time, not a long time, though, in Green Bay. There's a couple things I want to do. I want to beat the Packers, and then I want to leave Green Bay. And I'll be talking about the keys to victory and pathway to success on my show. It does start with Jaden Daniels, but I think – I'm looking defensively tonight for Washington. Can we get a similar performance to the one we got against the New York Giants? I don't think the Giants are going to be as completely dog poo as a lot of people think. It was not a great performance by Russell Wilson. I'm crediting that to the Washington defensive line. I thought they moved him off of his spot the entire game. I went back and I rewatched that goal line stand over and over again, and I'm convinced that that's just not something that would have happened last year or any time in the last 10 years. This defense was always bend but don't break, and then eventually they would break, right? But, man, they just got a stop after stop after stop, and I feel like that was deflating to the entire Giants organization, but especially offensively. Seven plays from basically the 1 yard line, and you end up kicking a field goal. After that, you know, it was tough for them to really move the ball down the field. It certainly hurt all of their momentum. So tonight I'm looking for the defense for Washington to make a stand, to make a key stop maybe in the fourth quarter to get the ball back to Jaden Daniels. I'm expecting more of a low scoring affair. Even though I believe the over-under is at 48.5, I do think that this is going to be like a 21-24 battle where first downs are very tough to come by.
Yeah, I think both teams really have something to prove defensively and have a lot of talent and a lot of good coaching abilities as well. The combined experience of LaFleur and his staff and Dan Quinn and his crew, of course, with Joe Witt Jr. as defensive coordinator. All right, so I'm from Kansas. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. And so driving around the Midwest yesterday and walking around Green Bay, this all feels very familiar to me. You're from D.C. Could you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
If I was a Packers fan, yes.
Oh, you'd be,
I mean, if you're a Packers fan, I can understand why you're living here. That row of houses outside of the stadium was the coolest thing ever. We do know that what is it? Amazon Prime, basically Airbnb rented out one of them. That's like it feels like a mansion that they're going to do their pregame show on the rooftop. I think that's where we made the mistake, Michael. I like our hotel. It's very nice, but I wanted to be on that avenue right there where all the houses are. So maybe next time we could get together with Pete Haley and some of the guys on the beat and actually Airbnb one of those houses.
Paging Bennett Zier, the mission is obvious for, would that be 6 years when we are back here at Lambeau, or maybe playoff time? Certainly not unthinkable, these two teams.
I mean, this absolutely could be a preview of an NFC championship game or divisional round.
Big night for me last night. We hung out with Pete Haley, who's staying over at the casino, and I broke even at the casino last night, Adam. I would like the record to reflect. Big night for me. I did that by not gambling. That is, it turns out, the secret to success. MP on the mic, wrapping it up, sending you off to AWOD. 3 hours, what you got lined up for our great pregame action today?
Yep, we're going to go behind enemy lines with Ryan Horvat from BetMGM tonight, who is a longtime Packers fan and was a radio host, I believe, here in Milwaukee covering the team. He'll join us at 1:30. To go behind enemy lines. I'll give you five things that need to go right for Washington as we break down this Thursday night football matchup. And then we'll give out some picks for the Sunday slate and the two Monday night football games that will be played this Monday to close out week two of the NFL regular season. If we have time, I'll sneak in some college football. But really, I think this is going to be a full Commanders show. We've already got a few Commanders fans in the building here today. We are at the bar, Holmgren Way. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show live from 12 to 3 Eastern, from 11 to 2 here in Green Bay.
Save some brats for me. I'll be down to join you in a bit after we wrap up here. If you missed anything, grab the podcast, MP on the Mic, on all podcast platforms. Official Washington Commanders pregame show on 96.1 tonight. Starts at 5:15 p.m. Get you to the bar right now. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.